Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل We have come with a brand new سلسلة a brand new program and this program is a special program and why not this program is about the holy quran a miraculous book a book full of blessings the holy quran which has no comparison unmatchable book subhanallah azza wa jal so many incidents in the holy quran so many waqiat in the holy quran so many lessons for humanity in the holy quran inshallah azza wa jal in this program every episode we will discuss A story from the Holy Quran, an incident from the Holy Quran. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to extract some lessons for us so that we may implement those lessons in our lives. Make intention to gain Islamic knowledge, to get ilm-e deen, and of course, the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One more thing, it's a request that watch this program with your family, with the children, let them also know what the Quran has for us, what the Quran teaches us. And there are so many amazing incidents in the Holy Quran, which we have to know and our children also have to know. So inshallah, regarding today's story, regarding today's incident, before we step into that, let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. Alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who will recite the most salawat, the most durood sharif in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, we have a very beautiful story from the Holy Quran. You know, we have heard about Tabut al-Sakina. This term is common, it's famous, but what actually is Tabut al-Sakina? What was it about? When was it made? Who made it? How did it, you know, carry on? And how is it so well known and famous? And what did this Tabut, what did this box carry? What did it have? So inshallah azza wa jal, listen very carefully, very attentively, inshallah azza wa jal. This was a box, Tabut al-Sakina. This was a box made of boxwood. That was revealed to Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. This box remained with him until the last days of his worldly life. Later on, it was passed on to his children one after the other as custodians and inheritors of that box. It reached Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and this box remained under the custody of his progeny, meaning Bani Israel. Later, it reached Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and he alayhi salam kept Torah in it and he kept his possessions in it. And then it was an extremely holy and extremely blessed box. Meaning whenever the Bani Israel would be in a problem, in a calamity and they were being faced by a large number of enemies, they would bring this box in front of them. And this box would be a means of contentment to their hearts. And there would be an announcement, a glad tiding heard from the box that Nasrun minallahi wa fathun qareeb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant victory. This would be heard and bestowed from the sky. And as a result, they would be victorious. Subhanallah azza wa jal, listen to an amazing wonder of this beautiful and a mesmerizing box known as Tabut al-Sakina, that whenever there was any difference of opinion amongst the Bani Israel, maybe there was a fight, maybe there was a dispute, they would seek advice from the box and the judgment would be heard from inside the box. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, glad tidings of the victory would be heard from this blessed box as well. The Bani Israel used to keep this box with them during their dua. Allah, Allah, Allah. During the dua, whenever they make dua, they would keep this box beside them. And by the fadilat of which, by the virtue of which, their supplications, their dua would be accepted as well. Their calamities would be removed. Their problems would fade away. In short, this blessed box was a source of great blessings and a treasure of bounties for the Bani Israel. However, once what happened? When sinful deeds of the Bani Israel exceeded all the limits, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck them. The people of Amalika tribe attacked the Bani Israel and a massive bloodshed took place. Many of the Bani Israel were killed, their homes were ruined, and the city was destroyed. The Amalika tribe also took the sacred box with them and disrespectfully threw it into garbage. However, when the people of the Amalika did this, they themselves were punished. Different diseases, calamities, catastrophes struck them. The five cities, big cities of the people of Amalika were completely destroyed and deserted. The pagans realized that their destruction was due to their misconduct and disrespect towards the holy box, towards Tabut al-Sakina. Therefore, what they did was, they loaded the box on a cart and dragged by bulls and drove it towards the towns of Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal appointed four angels to carry this blessed box to Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam, the Nabi of the Bani Israel. This way, the lost blessing was returned to the Bani Israel. The blessed box reached Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam right at the time when he alayhi salam appointed Talut as a king. Now when Sayyidina Shamwil, this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had appointed Talut as the king, so the people were not happy with it. The people objected on this decision. The people objected on this decision. And they were not happy with Talut being the king. The kingship should not be given to Talut. This was their opinion. But what happened? When the box was returned, so they accepted. Why? Because there was a condition that if Tabut al-Sakina is returned back to us, we will be happy with Talut gaining the kingship. And hence, the decision was made, the Tabut al-Sakina was returned, and Talut was made the king, and all the people even agreed to it. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, you see how blessed box this was, which was a blessing for the Bani Israel. A box which was indeed a treasure of blessings. A box which was a helper for the Bani Israel in the dark times, in the time of difficulties, in the time of worries. A box through which they would make dua. A box through which they would seek help. A box through which they would attain blessings. A box through which they would be victorious. A box which had the nisbat, which had the connection of so many anbiya-e kiram, so many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. This box carried on. It carried on. And the Bani Israel were the custodians of it. So indeed, a very, very blessed box this was, which we know as Tabut al-Sakina. But the question here comes, what was so special in that box? What was in it? Okay, yes. During the whole detail about the Tabut al-Sakina, we did hear that Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would keep Torah inside that box, and he would keep some of his possessions inside that box. But apart from that, what else was there? What else was there inside this blessed Tabut al-Sakina? So the Holy Quran, so the holy box contained the holy stuff, the stick and blessed shoes of Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, the turban, the Imama Sharif of Sayyiduna Harun ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, the ring of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina So pieces of tablets on which Torah was written, Torah, and that revealed book which was sent to Sayyiduna, which was revealed upon Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, some man and salwa, the food which was descended from the skies, and some outlines of the appearances of Anbiya, of the prophets alayhim salam. This story is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Do you want to know where is it mentioned? In which surah is it mentioned? The story is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 248. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the Nabi said to them, indeed the sign of his kingdom will be the coming of a wooden box to you, containing that which is the contentment of hearts from your Lord, some relics left behind by the honored Musa alayhi salam and the honored Harun alayhi salam, carried by the angels. Indeed in it is a great sign for you if you believe. So this blessed incident is in the Holy Quran. But what do we learn from this incident? What do we attain? What are the morals from this incident of the Holy Quran? First of all, the possessions and belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very prestigious in the court of Allah ta'ala. They are very honorable and a means of acquiring blessings and bounties. You see, the box contained the blessed shoes, the blessed stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and a blessed turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And by the virtue of all this, the box was so revered, the box was so blessed, that it was carried by angels on the luminous shoulders. The angels presented the box in the court of Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal called it a heavenly sign, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, Fihi sakinatum min rabbikum. Divine blessings would descend upon this box. The belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a center of mercies, are a center of blessings. So subhanallah azza wa jal, imagine how blessed these personalities would be. Subhanallah azza wa jal. You know, it also shows us that a box which contains the remains, the items which were in use of prophets alayhim assalam, imagine how blessed their shrines would be, how blessed their graves would be. Subhanallah. Another very beautiful point we learn from here is that when descending of divine blessings on the sacred box that contained holy stick, a holy stuff, sacred footwear and holy clothes of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is so respectable, is so honored, and this thing is evident, and this matter is evident in the Holy Quran, then how blessed with the graves of the prophets alayhim salam be, how blessed with the bodies of the prophets alayhim salam be, how blessed with the talks of prophets alayhim salam be, how blessed with the link and connection with the prophets alayhim salam be. Subhanallah azza wa jal, every sane person bearing spiritual insight will testify that since blessings descend on the clothes, since blessings descend upon the footwear, since blessings descend upon the stick and the turban of prophets alayhim salam, then certainly those who wore them are even more blessed and revered. Of course, there are divine blessings upon the graves and shrines of the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim who visits the holy shrines will definitely receive blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, just a few droplets of the rain of those blessings would be enough for our salvation. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will be a life changer for us. They will bring us closer to Iman. Those blessings will give us the sweetness of Iman. They will give us the sweetness of worship. Subhanallah. What we learn is that how Quran has taught us to respect the belongings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also respect the belongings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it's an understood fact that when the belongings are so blessed and sacred, then imagine how would their owners be? Imagine how would their bodies be? Imagine how would their face be? Imagine how would their hair be? Imagine how would their body be? How would their presence be? May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to honor this tabarrukat. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the blessings and this honor that we respect and have the love of those who are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very important point which we have also learned from that is that all those who show disrespectful and offensive attitude towards the sacred belongings and shrines of the beloved people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will definitely be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning those who do not pay respect towards the tabarrukat, those who maybe perhaps mock at the tabarrukat, ma'adallah, what is this? What are you doing? This is not right. This is that. You should throw it. Ma'adallah, astaghfirullah. They will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we learned that the people of Amalika tribe showed disrespect to the sacred box that led to the severe torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite being unbelievers, they admitted the cause of afflictions was their disrespect towards this blessed box. That's why they loaded it on the vehicle and drove it towards the Bani Israel to attain salvation from this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As unbelievers, they realize this. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, we are believers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst those who are respectful, amongst those who have love and respect for the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts. Another very beautiful and important point we learn from this narration of the Holy Quran about the Tabut al-Sakina is that the Bani Israel would be successful in their campaigns. They will be successful in whatever situations they were in by the blessings of this wonderful box called Tabut al-Sakina. Hence, we may also face easiness in our problems. We may also face easiness in our sicknesses. We may also see our supplications being accepted by visiting the shrines and the graves of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by looking at and respecting the blessed tabarrukat, the remains of the beautiful people who were the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely, obviously, the blessed bodies of beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are more revered and are more blessed than their belongings. Another lesson we learn from this beautiful incident of Tabut al-Sakina is that those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rusul, His Prophets alayhim as-salam, are deprived from the blessings. The people of the Bani Israel transgressed. They crossed their limits and showed no attention to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. They indulged in various sins, and as a result, the sacred box was taken away from them by the people of Amalika, and the Bani Israel remained deprived of the holy box for several years. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, there's a lot for us to learn. There's a few morals, few lessons which we may take from this story. We have to be respectful. We have to be obedient. And especially speaking about the last point, is that when we have attained a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that when we have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we have a bounty or a ni'mat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to value it. We have to appreciate it. We need to make sure that we are thankful towards that bounty and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the thankfulness can be through saying Alhamdulillah. All thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can and it should be verbal, but along with that, it is also very necessary that this thankfulness should be practical as well. That the people of Bani Israel, they had this bounty, they had this blessing, but unfortunately, their character, their actions, their habits, their deeds were of those who were unthankful and ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result of their sins, as a result of their wrongdoings, as a result of their transgression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them by taking that ni'mat, taking that bounty away from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that if you thank me, I shall give you more. But if you are unthankful, ungrateful towards me, then my punishment is indeed severe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is the sustainer. He has created the entire universe. Our Rabb Azza wa Jal is very merciful. When we thank Him, He gives us more. Subhanallah. Bring any king, any leader, any businessman, any influential person of the world, that you take something from him once, he gives you again. You thank him, he gives you again. Thank him, he gives you again. He may give you several times, but then there is a limit. But our Rabb Azza wa Jal is so merciful that the more we thank him, the more our Rabb Azza wa Jal shall increase on blessing us. The more our Rabb Azza wa Jal will shower upon us rains of blessings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we have to be thankful people. But this thankfulness has to be practical. It has to be by abiding by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By following what the Quran demands us to do. By how the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam set an example for us to be. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect role model. The Quran is our guide. The Quran has so many lessons for us. Just this narration of Tabut al-Sakina is a great lesson if we look into it, if we ponder over it. The next thing is about respect, about honor, that we have to be respectful towards the sacred things, towards those things which have relation, which have connection or a link towards the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the imamah of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a stick of Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when few pages or few tablets upon which Torah was written, when these objects are being carried on the shoulders of angels, then Allahu Akbar, how blessed these personalities would be, how blessed they are, Allah. So what we have to do is develop the love of these pious people in our hearts. We have to make sure that we follow on their footsteps. And when we come across the tabarrukat, subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, in the season of Rabi'ul Awwal, we come to see the tabarrukat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanallah azza wa jal, we kiss the ghilaf of the Kaaba, the covering of the holy Kaaba. We go by the Maqam Ibrahim. These are all signs, all remains. These are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we come across tabarrukat or any such sacred objects, we should make sure that we pay our tribute, we honor these things. We take barakat from those things. And we also learned that dua by these things, that dua by holy sacred objects, dua by the shrines, dua by the holy sacred personalities, beloved people, pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua in such company, dua in such situation are accepted. Supplications are accepted. And we also learned that we should make supplications and duas through the medium of the pious ones, through the medium of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the noor, the light of the Holy Quran. May Allah ta'ala grant us the blessings of the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani channel. Do join us in the next episode. What we will hear in the next episode, inshallah, you will have to wait. But till then, keep watching Madani channel and try to act upon the Madani Maqsad of Dawat-e-Islami that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.